Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book Men Alive. Jim, in Matthew 6, Jesus teaches three somewhat simultaneous spiritual practices: giving, praying, and fasting. What can we apply to our lives today, some 2,000 years later?
Paul, some listeners may have heard this story, but it bears repeating at this time. Some years ago, I was speaking at a church in the majority Muslim city of Dhaka, Bangladesh. In many ways, the church was a house church. The pastor and his family lived at the back of the building. At the front entrance, the men went straight into their living room. The women went to the left to an adjacent room. The speaker was situated in a corner to be visible to both groups, but the two groups were not visible to each other. Virtually all the attenders were from a Muslim background, now followers of Jesus, or Isa, as their personal Savior and Messiah.
I have also visited that house church, Jim, some years earlier. As I recall, there were no chairs. They sat on mats on the floor.
Exactly. So the Lord directed me that day to speak from Matthew 6 about when you pray, when you give, and when you fast. The audience was mostly young believers.
The older we get, Jim, they all start to look young.
Agreed. So here we go. I read the passage to them first, Matthew 6. Here are the highlights. Take care not to practice your righteousness in the sight of people to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, so they will be praised by people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your charitable giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so they will be seen by people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now whenever you fast, do not make a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they distort their faces so they will be noticed by people when they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that your fasting will not be noticed by people, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I wanted to emphasize that giving, praying, and fasting were commands of God that He expected us to do. Jesus said three times, when you give, pray, fast. He did not say, if you give, pray, fast. He said, when. It was expected. Now, picture this. I am standing in the corner, visible to the women on my right and the men sitting on the floor in front of me. To my left, I see a small door that looks to me like a closet. To accentuate my next point, I begin slowly moving towards this closet door. As I added, Jesus said three times we are to do these practices in secret. We are to give in secret and fast in secret, and when we pray, we are to go into our closet by ourselves and pray in secret. Just as I was about to open the closet door, our host spoke from the back of the room. Brother Jim, that's the water closet, or toilet, as Americans call it. We do not go in there to pray. Men's laughter spread throughout the room. The women had their hands over their mouth as if not to embarrass me with their smiles and giggles. What could I do? I was caught, so I quickly added, in each case, it is to be done in secret. When the meeting ended, there was a delicious lunch provided with much laughter about my going into the secret water closet to pray. I also learned that Christian citizens of Bangladesh are prohibited by their majority Muslim government from visiting Israel. When they discovered I had lived in Jerusalem for a year of studies, they had many questions about the Holy Land. Finally, our time came to an end, and my host hailed a bicycle taxi to take me back to my hotel for a rest. On the way, he told me the news. Jim, we had 4 Muslim men visit our church service today. Is that normal? I asked him. Yes, he said, many Muslims come to check out what we are teaching and to see who is there. Was my message okay for them to hear? I asked. Of course, he said, it was excellent. Muslims are very public about their praying, their giving, and their fasting. In fact, they publicly demonstrate that they are praying 5 times a day. They often publicly give money to the poor in the name of Allah, and they let everyone know when they are fasting during the daylight hours of the holy month of Ramadan. He added, it is called the fast of Ramadan, but many eat more food between sunset and sunrise during the month than they normally eat in any other month. It could easily be called the feast of Ramadan. But he said, Muslims rarely see Christians praying in public or giving money or fasting. Sometimes they see a Christian close his eyes and rub his forehead in a restaurant before he eats his food. They do not think he is praying. They think he must have a headache and is rubbing his head. It was good for Muslims to hear that Christians do pray and give and fast, but we do it in secret, and they will always remember your humorous mistake of going into the water closet to pray in secret.
You are listening to Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. You can receive a free PDF of our new devotional booklet, Every House a Church, by sending Dr. Jim an email at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Dr. Jim has written a book compiling many insights and biblical principles related to the 12 primary roles of a man, Men Alive. Access a copy on goteachglobal.com. The astronomer Dr. Hugh Ross said, because we are spiritual beings, we humans can pray. Through prayer, we can cross the space-time manifold of the cosmos and converse with God in His extra-dimensional realm. Because prayer is extra-dimensional in its reach, it must be considered the most powerful capacity God has made available to us in our current 4-dimensional context, length, width, height, and time. Prayer is so powerful, it comes with special cautions and restrictions on its use.
While scriptures record many public prayers, we should be careful that we never pray more in public than we do in private. It is our times of private, secret prayer that takes us closer to the heart of God.
Giving is another area that is a challenge for us to have the right attitude. In our SSTS text, we say, materialism is the attitude that says money, property, possessions, physical comforts, as well as worldly fame and honor are the most important things in life. Not to say there is no God, but to say we don't have any need for God.
In one of our first broadcasts, we said materialism is the subtlest trap of Satan. We can have all the Christian externals and yet be complete materialists in our hearts. For Christians, materialism is much like the frog in the pan of water that is slowly being heated. The frog boils to death because he does not realize the danger quickly enough to jump out of the pot before it is too late.
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, Jesus teaches us to give to the needy. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that others may praise them. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
Luke 20:45-47 says the Pharisees, who were called teachers, loved to walk around and be highly visible in flowing robes to show their status, and they wanted to be greeted in the marketplace with prestige. Plus, they wanted the most important, most powerful seats at meetings and the places of honor at banquets. There are two opposing masters on earth, God and money. You are a slave to the one you obey, said Jesus. Giving, praying, and fasting are among the most private, secret, and personal of all spiritual practices, and the most challenging to fulfill. Those who fail to practice these delights in secret, with a humble attitude, may have adulation now on earth, but miss the joy of future rewards in heaven.
Matthew 6:16-18 in the ESV translation says, And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you.
Fasting in our society is tough to do without spiritual superiority and pride creeping in with the hunger pangs. The very fact that 2 Chronicles leaves fasting out of the repentance equation is significant to me. Isaiah 58 identifies the kind of true fasting the Lord wants. He wants compassion and obedience against injustice and oppression, along with the abstaining from food. Psalm 16 takes on a whole new meaning during a fast, especially verse 11. In your presence is fullness of joy. Fasting is the total abstinence from all food for a definite period. It comes from the Old English word fasten, meaning firm or fixed, hold firm under fixed conditions. Fasting permits time to focus on spiritual renewal, specific intercessory goals for family and country, solitude and silence before the Lord, and a time to listen to Him speak from His Word. A short one-day fast has physical and spiritual benefits that are worth exploring, my brothers. Remember what Paul said of the people on the island of Crete. Their God is their stomach. Harsh words, but true. Fasting permits focusing on God's Word and God's presence. On one extended fast, I sense the overpowering smell of fresh bread in the room. I can only suggest that Jesus Christ, the bread of life, is with us in a very significant manner when we fast. Cherish the time we spend alone with Him in secret.
There you have it, men. When we pray, when we give, when we fast, we do it in secret. Request your copy of SSTS Standing Strong Through the Storm at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Visit our website at goteachglobal.com. And until next time, I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks, on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.